This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Hey, podcasters. In the show today, we had Paris Hilton inventing the selfie.
Yep, she invented it.
Boomers losing their minds at Stevie Nicks and getting kicked out for bad dancing. Yelena Dokic.
Yes.
We had
amazing woman.
Pink. We had some beards getting banned. Yeah. Nazim. That was hectic.
Nazim was hectic.
That whole situation as
well. What is happening?
I don't know.
Mate, anyway, you'll find out.
You'll see. Thank you so much for podcasting. Don't forget to tell your friends. And we'll hear you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that works through a broken nail emergency.
You know why you're knocking it? You've got four band-aids on your finger.
Oh, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
I've got a heartbeat in the top of my finger.
Yeah, because you've got it too tight.
Oh, is that why?
You're not a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Hosted by two people who are all about the show all of the time.
As I was running around the house, I'm not going to lie, I'm like, this is going to make great content on Monday morning.
Yeah.
And spares no expense when it comes to big time radio effects.
So we went with which sounds like community radio.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Good morning, everybody. I am happy to report I've streamlined my finger situation.
It's a far more reasonable amount of Band-Aid to finger ratio.
Yes. Yeah. So it's the nail. I cut the nail off with the help of my eldest daughter. She had to hold it down so I didn't flip up. And we cut it and then we stuck it back down again.
Ooh.
So that's good. In other news today, one lucky caller is going to get a double to Harry Styles.
Ooh.
We have Sia tickets to give away. Nazim Hussein's in.
Yeah.
And the best news of all this week's That's Life Has Arrived.
Yes, it is. It's amazing that they can churn out one a week.
Oh, isn't it so great? Here are some of the headlines. Granny shock confession. I'm living a double life.
Ooh.
Five kids after menopause. And my blind dog can detect cancer.
Ooh.
I'll be reading this throughout the show. It'll be amazing. We're going to be talking about Pink in a bit. AMAs were on yesterday.
Oh, yes.
She flew through the air.
Of course she did.
Mm, see you after this. Paris Hilton. Remember Paris Hilton?
What? No.
Remember she
seemed
so...
Remind me. What significant thing did she leave the world?
Well, she was in a great reality TV show called The Simple Life with Nicole Richie, which I have to say was hilarious.
Okay.
It was an early... I think it was one of the first reality TV shows, to be honest. But I remember back in the day when she seemed kind of innocuous. She was funny. Like...
Yeah.
She was a bit, and now we're overrun with them. We have so many Paris Hiltons.
There's heaps.
Well, yesterday, I mean, also she obviously gave us a lot of great things, like the phrase "That's hot."
Yeah, she invented that.
Yeah, she invented that. also, she
is very hot.
Oh, she did have a song called "Stars Are Blind." I'm being reminded of that was apparently incredible. But yesterday she tweeted
it's
something.
Actually the first time
I don't know about that.
Have we got "Stars Are Blind" in the
we're
system?
We're googling. Yes, we do. Yes.
You do have it.
Can we remind ourselves of Paris
Hilton?
Let's
have a little bit of Paris Hilton's music. Oh, yeah.
Max, our producer, remembered that. I don't want to say his homosexuality played a part in him remembering that, but I'm not saying that.
I have definitely danced at the Peel, you know, lots of like, you know, different venues at Arc, at Stonewater, that song, it always plays.
Good. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, yesterday she tweeted, 11 years ago, me and Britney Spears invented the selfie. What? Paris Hilton is claiming that her and Britney Spears 11 years ago, and what a strange thing to remember. It must have come up in her Facebook memories, I reckon.
Yeah.
A little shot of her and Britney's, and she's gone, oh, I don't remember seeing. So Paris Hilton claims to have invented the selfie.
But
I
just don't understand at what level of thought process you get to where you're like, I probably invented the selfie. Then you just go, next thought, nah.
Yeah,
like you just—that would be the next thought. Now I couldn't possibly have because cameras existed before I was born, so that's impossible.
Yeah, I think a lot of people face their camera at themselves.
Yeah,
like this reporter here in this article pointed out that there was a stack of early selfies pre-Paris, Thelma and Louise, Madonna. Several members of the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, a few people that actually figured out if you pointed the camera at yourself. you could take a shot.
Yeah, and
but that's okay, Paris.
Well, maybe she came up with the term selfie.
Maybe.
You know?
Possibly.
Because that's the kind of things that she leaves pop culture. Words we don't need.
Well, let us never forget that Kim Kardashian was her personal assistant.
That's true.
Yes.
I only found that out this morning.
She was her personal assistant.
I'm actually shocked at how shocked I am by it.
What a vacuous vortex that would have been. Can you imagine that?
The conversations.
Wow. So good, let us never forget that 11 years ago today, Paris Hilton and Britney Spears did not invent the selfie.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Hey, we'll do this in this one break. 13:10:60. What's the dumbest reason you've been kicked out from an establishment? Women ejected. Come on. Women ejected by security for dancing at Stevie Nicks concert. A woman who was thrown out from a Stevie Nicks concert claims she was dragged out of the venue and made to feel like a criminal because she wouldn't stop dancing.
I love that.
I need to talk about the crowds at these Day on the Greens night.
Yeah.
Hectic. They are a bunch of drunk 50-year-old women.
Well, I might surprise you to know the age of Joanne George.
Was she 50?
57.
Honestly, it's like your mum's gone out with her best buds and just forgot that she doesn't drink. Wow. And the dancing is, it's my favourite thing to do because I'm the youngest at Diana Greens by 20 years.
Yes.
And they just.
30.
Thank you. And the one that just happened, the Stevie Nicks one.
Oh, loose. Well, she said she paid $204 for floor tickets to see Nicks perform at Rod Laver Arena. It wasn't even a day in the green.
Yeah.
In the big arena. Only to be kicked out by security halfway through the Fleetwood Mac megastar's set for getting up from her seat. Miss George.
Okay.
Imagine all the people
around
behind
her. Yeah, behind her.
Sit down.
Yeah, they don't want to be standing there. Boomers.
Joanne, I can't see.
Sit down, Joanne. Joanne.
Miss George said there were no issues earlier in the night when she was dancing in the aisle with around 20 or so others. Imagine that, 20 women just getting into it.
Oh, I've been there.
In the aisle.
You ask any security guard who's worked at shows, which are the worst crowds? Like, say, a rock metal concert or a drunk boomer?
Oh.
The drunk boomers, they sneak the marijuana in there.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yes. There's always a heavy waft of the green when you go to these things.
Well, these are also the worst category in stand-up. They're the best. They're the best and the worst. Because when they come, they've come to have a really good time.
They've been planning it for 6 months.
And they're really into it.
Picnic basket.
One Chardonnay too far, and they think they're having a private conversation. You're like, can you shut up? They're like, nah, but I'm crazy. I'm like, yeah, but there's a few hundred people here that don't want to listen to you.
I love it. And so she was just dancing. Having the time of her life.
And they've dragged her out. But when Nicks took to the stage and launched into her catalogue of hits, including Stop Dragging My Heart Around and Dreams, Miss George said she was asked to stop dancing. The security came up about three times and told me to sit down. Well, you probably should have sat down.
Probably should have sat down. Yeah. Probably. What,
have you been kicked out of an establishment for?
No.
I got kicked out of a place called the Down Under Bar in Brisbane many years ago.
Okay.
Down Under Bar was a backpackers bar. For standing on the bar and dancing on the bar, and then I kicked a jug of beer on a security guard's head.
Okay,
so,
that seems fair enough.
I don't know what was his problem.
Loosen up, Steve.
Come on, man. I think his name was Steve.
Of course he was. All security guards' names are Steve. Annie in Burwood, hello.
Hey.
Why'd you get kicked out of your school formal, doll?
Well, I was at my school formal and I was dancing with my friends and the teacher comes up to me and goes, you have to go home, your heels are too high.
Oh.
Are you calling us from your secret bunker underground?
No, I'm talking normally.
You want some Harry Styles tickets, Annie?
Yes, please.
You can have a double.
Oh, wow.
She's 18, mate.
Yeah. She wasn't calling because she got kicked out of a club. She was calling for Harry Styles.
Yeah, she's 18. Yeah, you can wear your heels. Enjoy that, darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who are we?
Thanks, everyone. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of interviewing former tennis champion Jelena Dokic.
Yes.
And I read her book over the weekend, and it was brutal. And I honestly, after I read it, and I say this in the interview, I feel like as a country we owe her a massive apology because we were making fun of her dad, sure. of what, you know, yeah. the type of person he was, yeah. and we gave her hell for leaving in 2000 yeah. and saying she was a traitor to the country. Yelena was getting beaten by her father after every tennis match, even yeah. if she won.
Amazing.
And it was, yeah, I highly recommend the book, but she's an incredibly strong woman and very open and frank. Like, very typical Eastern European bloc. Yeah. Just was really... She didn't hold back in the interview.
Yeah.
So I spoke to her yesterday. The video will be up online, but here is my chat with Yelena Dokic. Well, this is the first ever M. Rusciano with. We've spared no expense, guys. And today my first ever guest is tennis star. I'm not going to say former tennis star because okay. I know in your mind you're still up there, aren't you? Yelena Dokic, I'll give you a clap. Up in the background, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yelena, I wanted to decorate your microphone, but I had to break open my T2 tea thermos to get this. So right. I hope you don't feel left out.
I don't. Okay. It's all good. This is not going to be your regular interview.
What do you even mean, doll? It's going to be your favourite one ever.
I'm sure it is.
So I read your book on the weekend, and I feel like I owe you an apology. As in it,
you don't.
I mean, not me personally, yeah. because I love you and I've always followed your career and I think you're great. But I feel like Australia owes you an apology because we were judging you on what was happening in front of the cameras and what we perceived was going on. But your life was brutal and you never told anyone about it. And it was brutal from the moment you came to Australia.
Yeah.
Would you say, so in the book you write about you were very happy growing up, from up until like to the age of 11. Do you remember that little girl? Do you remember being her?
Not up to 11, up to 6 actually.
Yeah.
When I started playing tennis and then things kind of went downhill with my father. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to write the book, because I think a lot of people didn't know. And I, not just the situation, but I think a lot of people didn't know me. And yeah, very often kind of I was judged maybe and called that I was arrogant or a brat or, you know, a little bit hard on the court and looked, you know, like I was...
You were fierce.
Yeah.
You're a fierce girl.
Yeah, but yeah, which is good. So it's been good to write this book and really get it all out there and yeah, it's good.
The thing that really struck out for me and I had to put the book down was when you're in Montreal and you'd played Sabine Appelmans and you spotted your dad up in the box and you knew that he was hammered, as you put it. Can you let everyone know what happened after that?
Yeah, that was one of the worst physical abuse examples that I've put in a book that happened, where I, yeah, he beat me really badly and I was unconscious after that. And yeah, he had really sharp dress shoes on and kicked my shins for a very long time, and I still have kind of holes in my shins to this day.
You still have bumps.
Yeah, so this was one of the worst, although there's a couple like that, and a couple of really bad you know, verbal abuse, you know, examples that I talk about as well. It was hard to write about.
Did you have therapy during this whole time? Please tell me that you went and saw a professional while you were writing all of this stuff.
No, I feel like joking. I might get some therapy now.
I feel like is it Penguin?
No, but actually,
pay for some therapy. Yeah. I'm not Yelena Dokic. Please go and get some therapy because you've earned it. You're not being like dramatic.
No,
please go. Are you going to now? Like, I feel like this would have bought everything up for you.
It did, but you know what? It's in a positive way because it's been, again, like so good to get this out, and I feel like a weight has been lifted, you know, off my chest, and I feel like, yeah, this is good that it's out and people know, because again, now this is a lot bigger than even just me or one person, and I think looking forward, this hopefully will help a lot of people.
Yes.
They will learn a lot from what I went through.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can keep it, you know, going. This conversation has now been started.
Yes.
That I think I'm probably one of the first that has come out in tennis and in sport.
It's always been insinuated that there is some really over-the-top tennis parents. Like, we saw that, obviously.
But no one's really talked about it, I think, publicly.
Yeah.
And no one's ever written, certainly not a book about it.
Yeah.
So I think I've, you know, been the first one.
You're a pioneer.
And... yeah, hopefully, you know, we can go on from here and do even more.
I have to ask you, have you heard from your dad?
No.
Since the book has come out?
No, I don't talk to him anyway, so...
Don't talk at all?
No.
Good. That was my next question. I forbid you. How are you now?
Good.
What are you doing?
A bit of TV and commentary and motivational speaking and writing, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Yelena Dokic, Unbreakable, you're an incredible young girl, and I hope that you go back and, you know, think to, you know, 11-year-old you, well done. You know, at the time you don't, you're powering so hard and trying to please a parent that you don't stop and go, I'm the best in the world at what I do. So I hope that you're able to have a bit of joy. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Guys, Unbreakable is out now. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, she's an extraordinary woman, and Unbreakable, it's a brutal read, but an important one. And if anything in that interview brought anything up for you, the Lifeline number is 131114, and the full video is up on our Facebook page as well.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? 131060, what's a superior first car?
I have a lot of opinions.
Oh my God.
This. And by the way,
what'd you have?
So I wrote a solo show. I did a national tour.
Yes.
I actually took elements of it all through Asia and the UK.
So your first car's Harley Breen.
Yeah, and
saying.
I did a DVD as well on it called The Kingswood and I, because my first car was a HZ Holden Kingswood station wagon, Pooh Brown with a white roof, white driver's side door, grey bog patches down the left-hand side, no muffler, no cover on the steering wheel, had wires that came out of the steering wheel. So if I wanted to use the horn, I had to get one bit of wire and earth out on the centre nut.
So you really had to be committed to using it.
Oh, yeah. You had to have a degree to drive it.
So so you're claiming that as a superior first car?
No, and then I would say that first cars, I'm very passionate about people's first cars. There's a real rite of passage in Australia when you get your car because you're locked in to your parents' will and at their whim until you get your first car and then go wherever you want.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's a huge moment in a person's life when you get that car.
Yeah. I had a red Gemini.
Yes.
M's Gem.
Love a Gemini.
Little boxy gem. Yes. Before they went all round and weird. Yeah. Remember them when they had a little... I wrote off my first three cars. So the official first car I got given, my parents gave it to me on my 18th, and it was my mum's old car. It was a Toyota Celica.
Oh, yeah, the silly cars.
Remember the silly cars?
Yeah, I love
it. But mum and I got into a fight once, and I took it out, and she called the cops and said I stole it. So it wasn't really my car. So that car got taken off me. But my first car that I bought, I got a personal loan.
Yes.
From the Westpac Bank. Yeah. I think it was Bank of Melbourne then or something, whatever the bank used
to be. By the way, if anyone's listening, don't get a personal loan by a car. It's bad money.
Well, I did. And and then I wrote the gem off, and then the car after that I got was the green Hyundai Excel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, with glittery paint. I wrote that off too.
Right.
So, cheers. But the Gemini for me, it had the faux tan, like, velvet seats.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then it had pleather plastic front seats that would burn holes into you in the summer heat.
Yeah.
And it had a gearbox that sat up quite high.
Yeah.
Like almost like it was on a podium.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it was a big bauble, you know.
Yes.
And the dashboard, it was brown plastic.
The gear stick you were talking about.
Yeah, it was amazing. The dashboard was brown plastic.
Yes.
And it was the greatest moment ever. It is a rite of passage.
Yeah.
My daughter is about to get her L's.
Yes.
And she's going to be learning in my car. Which is interesting.
Not the same as
not the
learning
same.
In a Holden Gemini.
Not the same as learning. Well, see, my dad, also Vincey, he wouldn't let me get an automatic license.
Yes.
I had to learn
be
in a manual.
Yes, because that's driving.
That's what he said. His daughter of mine's driving an auto. It's like dodging cars.
I mean, drive an auto if you want to drive an auto, but you should learn how to drive in a manual car.
My dad gets around in an automatic Mercedes.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
all
fine.
Right, mate.
Yeah.
All right, Formula One driver. It makes me get a bloody...
Yeah.
So Marcella's going to also be taught manual.
Good.
I don't know where I'm going to find a manual car from.
Ah, there's plenty out there. I tell you what, I got a Toyota Land Cruiser that she would really struggle driving.
I also... My mum had a Datsun 180B.
Oh, yeah, the 180B because I couldn't afford anything else.
Uh-huh. It was red with everything rusted out the back.
The 120, why would you bother?
It's almost like you've written a comedy show on this. 131060. What's a superior first car, the best one, and all its... We want to hear about all its foibles,
all
its quirks.
Where
came from. First car gets Sia tickets. We'll take your calls next.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
131060, lot of calls.
Yeah.
What's the superior first car? We want to hear about your first car. And they've usually got some quirks.
So I got pulled over by the police and he tapped on the window.
Yeah.
And I went, shook my head, and he tapped again. Wind your window down, driver. And I went, I can't. So I reached into the back window, wound that one down, put my arm out and opened the driver's side door.
100%. What is it? My car doors didn't open either. Yeah. My passenger side didn't open at
Very
all.
Very dangerous.
I know. So friends just have to cut in the back door.
Yeah.
Amazing. We have Sia tickets to give away, you guys, to the best caller. New Sia's Nostalgic for the Present Sydney concert, Allianz Stadium, Saturday, December 2, tickettech.com.au. Hayley, g'day.
Hi. Good morning.
What'd you have?
I had a 1989 Ford Laser.
Oh, nice.
It was the biggest piece of crap, but it was my baby.
Did you have a name for it?
No. Oh. I didn't name it.
Yes.
But I knew exactly where to hit it on the starter motor to get it to start when it didn't want to.
Yeah, that was my kind of mechanics. You just pop the bonnet, get a hammer and hope for
Fonzie
the best.
Fonzie it, yeah, 100%. My friend got a, do you remember the, was it a Nissan Reebok? Do you remember the Reeboks?
Oh, yes,
the
yes.
The white and blue.
Yes.
Remember they did? Yeah. And I just, we were all so jealous.
Nissan Reebok.
Of a Reebok.
It did look like a little shoe, didn't
it? It was blue and it was white with the blue, like, oh, my God. Oh, that was the best car.
I did forget to say my name for my car because I believe you should name your cars.
Yeah.
My Kingswood was Marjorie.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
My Gem was Gemini, was Gem.
Yes.
So
well, that's nice.
Carly, g'day, Carly.
Good morning.
What do you have?
So I had an XT4 Ute.
Lovely.
Wow.
It was awesome.
And it had no power steering, I'm reading?
It had no power steering. It was three on the T column shift.
That was what the Kingswood was.
it had a bench seat and it was like a total guy magnet. Me and my girlfriend just to cruise around in it down the beach and loved it.
I loved that it was a guy magnet. That's brilliant.
Excellent.
Costa. Hey, Costa.
Yes, hi.
What'd you have?
I had an old VK Commodore that, on top of that, the people that I got it off was a family friend. They did a backyard gas conversion, LPG gas conversion. It wasn't built to go properly.
Yes.
So when you'd open up the bonnet, there was a coat hanger holding the air intake into the engine.
Jeez, Costa.
It was really scary at times. So if you press the throttle too hard, there would be, like, incorrect fuel-to-air ratio, then it was just massive pops where you drive it down the street as well. So trying to sneak home after a late night, trying not to wake the parents, didn't work very well.
That's just part of the charm, Costa.
Oh, I love everything about that
story. Yeah, it was charming for me. The rest of Sydney didn't really like my charm.
What colour was it, Costa?
It was red, and the problem was the clear coat on it wasn't working anymore, so it kept fading. So every time I'll try to clean it, it would just come out this really faded, like, pink in patches, so...
Yes!
Yep.
Yeah.
Brilliant, well, I love it.
If anyone's out there looking to buy a red car, don't buy a red car. Well, because red is the only colour that's hard to find a natural pigment, so it naturally wants to go back to white.
Does it?
Sun just takes all of the colour out of it.
Oh, I like the idea of fade to pink, though.
Oh, sure.
That's not... I'm not against that. Lissy, hello?
Hello!
Oh, you had a Tory!
I did. I had a Tirana. She was turquoise, the 60th turquoise ever. White leather seats with the turquoise trim piping. I had bought her off a friend with cash, very naively. Unbeknownst to me, he had racked up quite a few fines. And after a day at the beach with friends and a bikini cruising home, I was pulled over. And the car was impounded, and I had no proof of ID, and I lost the car forever.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, lost the car forever?
It took off you.
Oh.
Because I was literally in a bikini, I had no driver's license. No ID.
I love
that.
Did
you name your Rana?
I did. Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast. Oh, God. Oh,
Vile
God.
Sexy Beast.
Do we have... How many see you tickets? Kim, can I give away two lots of see you tickets? Yes, Kim's saying yes. She's shaking her head. Fine, doll. We'll give away tomorrow. It's today. It's fine. Costa and Lissy, such good callers. You're both going off to see Sia at the Allianz Stadium December 2. You enjoy that, Lissy?
I will. I won't wear a bikini.
Wow, you can. And Costa, you get to go see Sia as well.
Lovely.
Thanks, Joel.
Enjoy that, mate.
Well, I was hoping for a little bit more excitement from Costa. Might take your tickets back, Costa.
Nah,
I won't. I'm in trouble now. Kim's, you know when she's standing at the door waiting for us to go off air, I'm in trouble. Have a shot, mate. Let's have a shot.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hello, how are you?
Great. What are you up to? You're off to work, school. What do you got?
Just boring work this morning, but I'm very nervous, so.
Okay, you'll be fine.
No need to be nervous.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, sure.
Someone who... Oh, I'm not going to. Do you see what that lady was going to spend the money on? Not Deb, but the other lady?
Yeah.
That's a straightening iron. Probably could have used it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
What do you want to spend the money on, Deb?
Missed out on pink tickets, so I'm going to have to get the really expensive ones. Yes. That's the only ones that are left, though.
How much are the really expensive ones?
I think they're around 500 or something.
Holy moly.
All right. Well, let's get you at least 500. Come on.
Things upside down. Okay. It must be worth it. Yes. So your letter today is T, which can be a T and a F.
Good. Okay.
There you go. You get 30 seconds after I finish the first question. Anything that's front of mind will be correct, Debbie. I ask the question, whatever pops in your head, just say it and move on real quick. We'll get you as much money as we can. If you get all 10 right, you get 10,000, and we've got to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. Right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sure.
Name a board game.
Taboo.
A store.
Target.
A kitchen appliance.
Pass.
A movie.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
A herb.
Turmeric.
A Sydney beach.
Pass.
A Game of Thrones character.
Pass.
A sport.
Pass.
A comedian.
Tom. Sorry, I lost it.
No, that's you were right. Good. You were very good. 400.
$400.
Thank you.
Just wonderful. Short of a ticket.
I'll find the other 100.
Yeah.
Thanks, Deb. Well done. We'll be doing that again at 8 o'clock.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
WA police win approval to grow beards.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Hipsters will no longer be barred from becoming law enforcers, with a ban on beards to be lifted by the West Australian Police Force.
Do you know, Scott, my husband can't, he's not even a policeman, but he can't have a beard and he works for the police force.
Seems ridiculous.
He trains all the new recruits and he has to be cleanly shaven.
Ridiculous.
What? That doesn't suit me. You know how I feel about beards.
You've got to have a beard.
Mate.
If you can't grow a beard, you don't have to have a beard.
No.
Just saying, if you can, let it happen.
Yeah, man.
As you can see, my blonde moustache, harking back to my Scandinavian heritage, is plummeting out of my top lip at the moment. November, I am doing, so you can go and...
Are you going with your $10,000 target?
Listen. I put a big target on because I'm raising money and awareness for men's health.
Yes.
I am at $2,000.
Nine days to raise another.
Well, I've really took
another $8,000.
I really took my foot off the pedal with this too. Yeah. I've posted no photos.
Okay,
I haven't really been. No, I'm there, and the average amount raised is $500.
Oh, great!
So I went for $10,000, and I don't mind failure. If failure is $2,000 to $3,000, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Commissioner Chris Dawson announced to the police union's annual conference on Monday that the WA Police Corporate Board had agreed on an acceptable beard policy last week.
What is it?
Jeez, imagine that meeting.
I want to be in that meeting deciding the acceptable beard policy.
It seems being able to grow facial hair is a big deal among the state's cops. I was surprised to know that this was number one on the hit parade, Mr. Dawson said.
Is Mr. Dawson 92?
I think he is.
Yeah, did he write his penny farthing to the meeting?
He might have. Well, Union President George Tilbury said beards had been on the conference agenda for many years and was a hot topic among police on social media. Mm. Something they all get excited about. What is happening? Yeah. Mr. Dawson displayed pictures depicting numerous former police commissioners from the early 20th and 19th century sporting long beards when it was the norm. Of course it was. Back, you know, 100 years ago, a cop had a beard or a moustache or he wasn't a cop.
What's the rationale between not allowing them to have it? Why?
I don't know.
What? Like, I'm really lost. If anyone knows, 131060, why can't policemen have beards?
But this is my, just before you know that, this is my favourite sentence of the article. Those wanting to grow beards will have to do so during their holidays, as we don't want people coming to work unshaven.
What?
So, what?
Hang on a minute. So they haven't changed
You're allowed to have a beard, but you're not allowed to look unshaven.
Wait, I don't know how.
Well, because there's a difference between a beard and just stubble. So they're saying...
Oh, you've either got to go full Gandalf...
Yep. You've either got to go beard...
clean skin.
Or clean.
But, so you've got to do the in-between, the awkward in-between beard on your holiday.
That's right.
So you leave for your holiday,
you
clean
can't do
skin,
this stuff that
come
I've
back
been doing.
Like a wizard.
Yeah.
You can't have sexy stubble.
No
sexy stubble.
No sexy stubble at the police force in WA.
Wizard fine.
Wizard.
Or clean skin.
Yep. And I have no idea why you couldn't have a beard... as a police
understand.
Officer, other than some connection to the military. Because I know in the military, they would shave all of the hair off, and I think that that had something to do with a blank canvas. Now you were in the military and you were focused on one job and being told what to do and how to think. You wear
like
the same uniform.
The
and I think maybe there was a connection there. Well, you're in uniform, you're one person. I don't know. I'm making stuff up as I go along.
Okay, great. Hang on. I'm looking it up now. Victoria police beard ban upheld. So it's banned everywhere.
Yeah, you can't have a beard.
Why?
Can't have tats now.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get anyone to join the police force because there was a no tattoo policy, visible tattoos.
Google says so as not to have a ragged appearance.
Yes.
How dare they? I've seen some mighty beards. Oh.
I always
beautifully sculpted.
I always keep my beard
well kempt.
Well kempt.
Oh.
Moisturise it.
I need to look into this.
Hair dry it.
Thank you. Hair dry it.
So, oh, yeah.
Do you know, can I tell you?
Coconut oil through it.
I've walked into gym change rooms and usually the women are over the age of 60 and they just blow dry their downstairs beard. One leg up on the...
How do we get here?
One leg up. Just blow drying bush reminded me of that. So, like, one leg up on the counter and just a mighty stream on their big bush. It's the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. I can't wait to be that age. I can't wait till I get to that year many years old.
Don't put a hairdryer near your testicles.
Like, that year, I'm at the gym, blow drying my bush years old. That's my goal. I want to get to that.
Hello.
Just don't care.
You can do it now, mate.
Nah, I could.
Keep that dryer with a safe distance.
Yesterday, the American Music Awards went down.
Could not look away.
Yes. I know you were right up there. No, I was very interested, A, because I knew Pink was performing.
Yes.
First time up in the sky since having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So she was very nervous. If you follow Pink on Instagram, you'll see she was quite nervous. She did a lot of rehearsals.
Yeah.
And it is terrifying.
She's
flying through the air.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Everyone should be terrified.
But she did it, and from what I've seen, they haven't released the full performance, but from what I've seen, killed it, crushed it. But there was a moment that everyone's talking about, so I thought we should talk about it.
Yes.
As previously discussed on this show 10 minutes ago, it is the 25-year anniversary of the Bodyguard soundtrack. Now, obviously, sadly, Whitney Houston is not available to sing the songs.
No.
So they did a tribute and chose... Christina Aguilera.
Not a person of colour.
Well, I am very surprised, and that was the general vibe on Twitter, that they didn't go with an African-American singer.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jennifer Hudson, for me, would have been number one.
There's a few around.
Oh, there's some brilliant.
There's some people.
It was a strange choice that they went with Christina. And while she was singing, the camera showed our friend Pink. And she had a particular look on her face that some took to mean that she was not quite sure what was happening on stage. Have a listen to what Pink was listening to. Look. I
mean, she came close.
She gave it a red hot crack.
Yeah.
That song is really hard to sing.
Yeah.
Oh, and Christina would have been super nervous. But no, she was flat. She flat out blew the note, right?
She was in the vicinity of it.
It happens.
She was closer to it than I would have been.
Me too. Yeah. I couldn't sing up there.
No.
And everyone's jumped on it and said, oh, look at Pink's face. Pink's face says everything that we're all feeling about Christina Aguilera's performance, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at it and I thought, no, I get that look. It's when you're really rooting for a friend.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, come
when
on.
When you want it to be
she
good.
She wanted it. Yeah. I think Pink was being very supportive.
Right.
And Pink indeed started to notice everything coming in, going, oh, Pink's face, look at her face, da-da-da. And Pink actually said, and she sent out a tweet, saying, yeah. Christina effing killed it tonight for one of our favourite singers ever. This is about Whitney, and I'm in awe of Christina's talent. Show the clip where I'm in tears, you negative Nancys.
Yes.
So good on
Kick
you.
Back.
Yeah, good on you for sticking up for a fellow singer, fellow woman. Yes. But I think that we need to be careful attributing our own emotions to people's faces for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And I also think it would be very hurtful. Christina Aguilera, any singer knows when they blow something.
Yeah.
And for her to have to see it over and over and over and over again, I know. And can I just want to, Christina needs, she needs to stop with her face. Yeah.
Putting too much
she's
of that
such
stuff
a beautiful
in.
Woman, and yeah. I nearly, she looks like Cher, and she's only 35.
Wow.
But I just think when you watch this
and
clip.
And Cher's 172.
I was so distracted by Christina's fillers. I don't know what's going on. I think that might be the reason she couldn't sing.
Can't move her face.
She can't move anything.
Well, that's a problem.
But I,
don't put so much poison in your face that you can't move
look,
it.
Whatever you want to do. But there's a limit.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to put some stuff in your face to stop the lines, who am I to
say?
Oh,
look,
no?
I'm not judging.
Fine. No judgment.
But it's poison in your face.
It's fine. It is botulism, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat. It's fine. Right?
Yep.
But I just think there's a point where if you can't move your lips to do your craft.
You poisoned your face too much.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's okay. She can dial it back.
I mean, can
fine.
You?
Yeah, you can
once
dial
you've
it back.
Gone there,
no,
can
you just
pull
stop
back
having
on it?
It? Yeah, it dissolves.
Does it?
It goes.
That seems nice.
Yeah.
It just dissolves.
That's fine.
Into your body.
I told
then.
You, I'm turning 40 next year. I'm just.
What? Hey! What are you talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, the year after. That, 20. Wait,
no.
I'm
no,
39
no.
next year.
In 11 years.
And I'm 40 the year after.
I'm confused. Your maths is wrong. You've lost it, Rossiano.
2019, I'm 40. I don't care. And I'm walking in and I'm just going, freeze it.
Ah, yeah.
Like, just tie
just
it all up.
Just jam it in there.
Just like tie it all up, get a bulldog clip at the back, put a turban on, and I don't want to age a day.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
I don't think I can say on air what I'm going to do when I get to a point where it's all over, but.
All's well that ends well. Good try, Christina. Pink, well done.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen. We've lost the plot. Can you identify the movie that we've got? Just by the plot line, how many can you get before you run out of time?
Let's all be really honest. I'm leaving a big hole at this network.
I was just going to say, the sad part about the fact this is our second last week on air together, and I don't know how Ed Cavalier is possibly going to match that standard.
I feel bad for the guy.
Mate, I feel bad for the guy.
He's got to come in and top that?
He can't.
Mate,
start again. Julie, g'day, Julie.
G'day, how you going?
Good, doll. Good, what's your favourite movie?
I like Ghost.
Oh, I love Ghost too. Yeah.
It's a classic. Everyone loves the clay moulding scene. Everyone reacts in their most trashiest way, and you can't help but love it.
You never thought you'd want to do it with a ghost until you saw that movie, and then you're like, yes, spirit, get in my jeans.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Julie gets it.
Julie loves it. All right, Jules, this is a really simple game. I've got a list of movies here in my hot hand. I will show those movies one by one to Em, who will describe the movie without using the title to you. If you can guess it correct, we've got a cupboard full of prizes that you get in your hot hand.
Tina Arena voice.
She's going to have Tina Arena voice.
Tina
you
Arena
get
voice.
A full minute at this one, Julie, which the time will start after our show, M, the first movie, which is happening right now.
Oh, creepy redheaded kid with glasses, dances, loves llamas. Eat the steak, Tina. Eat the ham. Okay,
you can pass, Julie.
Pass.
Yeah, good.
Mike, and they are scary things that... Monster Can I not Inc? Say yes?
Yes.
Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey and
Worst Girl Snake. Yep.
Yes. 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 a panda that knows martial arts.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Oh God. Robert Redford originally starred in it. Millionaire. Creepy. Disappears. Houses. Baz Luhrmann remade it. Tom Hanks in its very sad movie. Main character has AIDS.
Philadelphia.
Yes. Again, main character. Matthew McConaughey, main character has AIDS. Were we on a theme, Brody? What the hell?
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm rubbish at describing things.
You missed Napoleon Dynamite, which was the first one.
I don't know if I'd get that.
The movie that you and Em seemed to be agreeing on that you'd got, but you actually said nothing, was how to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Nah, Julie Spears. Nah, you're right.
We're giving you it because you backed yourself.
Spiritually, you got it right. Yeah,
I'm half right. I reckon I've got half a point there.
We're giving it to you, Jules.
Mate, Jules, spiritually, you got that right.
Yeah.
It was all about the girlfriend, wasn't it?
Yes, doll. Okay, you got four prizes off air. Well done. We're giving it to you off air. Thanks, Jules.
Thanks.
How's that? Philadelphia followed by
Dallas. What the hell?
What's that?
Why are we playing that? Ben, are you drunk today?
Yeah.
We're on our theme.
Wheels are falling off.
I just had the mouse on the wrong
floor. That was so hectic. Why would you put Philadelphia and Dallas Buyers Club next to each other?
One after the other.
Yeah.
Guy has AIDS.
Then we went to Saw. What the hell, man?
I know, Saw was on
there. Brody feeling dark today?
I don't know. It's pretty dark, Liz.
Does anyone ask Brody if he's all right today? Joining us now.
Yep.
Comedian.
Sugar addict.
And sugar addict, Nazeem Hussain.
Nazeem! Thanks for gifting me a 2 kilo thing, like a kilo of lollies.
Yeah, you got a kilo of lollies.
And
there,
it was
mate.
Definitely intended for you as well.
Yeah, you know I'm trying to get off sugar.
It's actually in print.
Yeah.
It says from Alan's, Lolly Smith's, M's, crushed out.
Nazeem's master. You know, I quit sugar and within the first 2 days, I actually started losing my mind. And they say you lose your mind for the first 2 days.
Yeah.
But now I've kind of broken the addiction.
How was that chocolate yesterday?
I had chocolate. But now, shut up, okay? My wife's probably going to hear this. But now I'm allowed to, you know, you're allowed because I'm not an addict.
It's like, because you're not an addict.
Hang on a minute.
That's how it works.
So you quit sugar for 2 days.
Like 3 weeks ago. And it took 2 days to break the full-on addiction. I had headaches and everything.
Right.
I couldn't sleep. I actually had to Google what to do when you're craving sugar.
Yeah.
And it told me, you know, it said all sorts of stuff. Anyway, I got through those 2 days. I felt like I was sweating, withdrawals. And then
you had it again and you're fine.
So now, because now you're not addicted.
I've had enough, guys. I'm coming here. I'm feeling like you're not supporting my progress.
Now, because you're not addicted, it's fine to just have it.
Yes.
Same with alcohol.
Yes. Yeah, alcoholics say it all the time.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. They're like drugs.
Yeah. When you quit smoking, you should definitely just have a cigarette.
Gambling.
Yeah.
You just have a little bit of a cigarette.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, you guys don't even know anything about addiction.
Every hour. Oh.
Did you just say that to him and
I? Oh, I know a lot of
it. Oh, yeah, neither of us know anything about that.
A lot that I can't talk about on this station.
What'd you bring for us?
Anyway, I was going to tell you a bit about my friend, me and my friend. It was probably a closer friend than you guys, actually, by the sounds of things. No, but he's probably too close a friend. You know,
like what's he doing?
You know when you've grown up with someone and now if you had to choose your friends, they wouldn't be part of your friendship. It's this guy, right?
You want to do a shout out?
My entire family.
G'day, Hesh. How's it going? He's one of my besties, but he comes over to my house. And the other day, he went to the toilet, left the door open. So I continued talking to me, and I was like, all right.
Doing wees or poos?
Number twos.
He's doing poos and leaving the door open.
At an away toilet.
Yeah, in a way, just in my house. My wife is just me and him. He also comes to the house, just goes through the kitchen, just raids the cupboards and the fridge just for food. And that's quite, I'm comfortable with that because I'd do the same in his place.
Yeah.
When we talk on the phone, a minute into the conversation, I can tell he's on his phone, like playing a game or texting someone else because he's distracted in the conversation. And I do the same thing to him. But the other day, 2 days ago, this crossed the line. I was telling him about a family friend that had just... It was sick, and my mum and my stepdad had gone to Sri Lanka to visit him, and whilst they were there, he passed away.
Oh, jeez.
And while I was talking to my friend Hesh on the phone, he was making all the right sounds. He was like, oh, man, that sounds horrible. Yeah, And then when I said, hey, anyway, so he passed away, my friend Hesh goes, oh, yeah, anyway, hope it's not too bad. Yeah, I hope he gets better. And I was like, yeah. He died, Hesh. He's gone.
Cool.
So he's actually.
I hope he gets better.
He's way too.
I'll keep you posted.
He's in a place. Perhaps.
We're getting a second opinion at the moment.
Oh, jeez.
So he's way too. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Are you supposed to reevaluate your friendship circles? Or do I just need to adjust my expectations?
Nah.
I think you should probably throw it out to the people of Sydney.
Yeah.
Do you know what the number is?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
13 10 60.
Oh, okay. 13 10 60.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Do you have a friend that's way too comfortable and shits with the door open at your house?
There you go. That's easy. 13 10 60. Do your mate shit with the door open at your house?
No. Do you ever listen? Just because neither of you have any emotional investment in this show anymore doesn't mean that I don't. I've got to be here next year. 13 10 60.
I'm here next year with you. I'm coming in still.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Invited or not?
Do you have a friend that is way too comfortable around you? What do they do? We'll take your calls next.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The Em Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. Joining us is our friend and fellow stand-up comic, Nazeem Hussain.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you going,
I'm very, very happy about this sugar. So I'm not
we gave him a jar of lollies. That's your payment for this week.
Thank you. I'll be standing outside the studio handing them out afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Swing on by.
Swing on by. Straight to the hips. Moment on the lips, lifetime
on
the hips.
That's right, Doc. Yeah. Or as my father-in-law says to me when I'm eating something even remotely horrible, straight down the back of your pants, Em. He goes, oh, that's going straight down the back of your pants.
Hello.
Good morning to Grazza.
It's a bit strange when your parents say stuff like that.
No, that my father-in-law. The first thing when I met him, he said, why does it look like you're busting out of your clothes?
Oh.
Because I wear everything tight and I'm muscly. And he said, it always looks like that my body is screaming for mercy in my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice comment.
I don't mind.
Hey.
Let's unpack that a little further.
What, M from her clothes?
No, it's in comment. The relationship, you know.
My father-in-law and I, I really enjoy our relationship. We're horrible to each other. I say that he looks like he has leprosy.
Does he look like he has leprosy?
He has skin cancer issues.
Oh, you are!
Yeah, we're brutal, but I enjoy it because it's the most honest relationship in my life.
Really?
No one gets offended ever. It's actually quite refreshing. I'm not joking.
You're more honest with him than your own husband?
Yeah, his son, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Grazza. Right.
Picked the wrong guy.
Awkward.
You had a mate come over and poo with the door open.
Pooed with the door
not
open.
Not okay.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I had a mate come over and
Does your partner poo with the door open?
No.
Oh, you guys aren't at that level.
You're just throwing things.
Your relationship isn't as honest as Em's and her father. I'm sure your father-in-law would poo with the door open.
No.
All right.
No.
Do you poo with the door open?
I don't, actually. Just trying to set a high bar for no reason.
I had a friend come over to my house on the weekend, and her baby did a vomit, like a proper one, everywhere, all over her, all over the floor, all over himself.
That sounds projectile.
So she didn't have a change of clothes, and then I realised we're quite close friends, but she was just in her underwear in the lounge room.
The baby?
No,
the
mother.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, you got no clothes.
Wait, so she was just walking around virtually naked.
No, well, she had her underwear on.
That's fine.
Virtually naked would be.
Ah, great. Naked.
Oh, yeah.
Kerry in Guildford. Hello, Kerry.
That's very
comfortable. Hi.
You got a friend that's a little too comfortable, doll.
Oh, a little too comfortable. Yeah.
Tone of voice.
Kerry's had a gutful, quite frankly. Yes.
Straight to the fridge, straight to the cupboard, straight to the shower, using my makeup, even sleeps in my bed.
Oh.
Are you sure they're not in a relationship?
Well, yeah, you would think so.
Thanks, Kerry.
I think those are friendship goals, by the way, actually. Now that I think about it, I think these are good things.
Maybe.
Yeah?
I don't think people can get too close.
Too close.
Because you're very dangerous to the line of starting to resent them. Mm. There's a fine line, and then something just tips you over, and you're like, I actually hate you.
Get out of my life.
Yeah.
I lived with my best mate for a very short time, and I kept it short because we were great, but I was like, we're too comfortable.
Yeah, okay. Franca, hello?
And goodbye. Oh.
Franca, you do
Hi,
not do...
Hi, hello.
You don't do this, what you're saying that you do.
Well, we do.
Oh, God.
Say what you
do. We've just got that relationship that as we're talking on the phone, she'll go do a wee while we're on the phone, and so do I, and then we can hear each other washing our hands, and we apologise. So we're nice to each other, but, you know, we apologise.
To be honest with you, Franco, I do that with anyone.
I mean, you can text on the phone, but you don't say
your No, I answer the phone.
On the toilet?
If I'm on the John,
no,
and someone
phone
calls
call
me,
is that important.
Well, it could be half an hour until I get back to the
I don't care who you are. No phone call is that important that you've got to take it on the toilet.
I don't care
if World War III is about to start and Kim Jong-un's on the dunny.
I got a bit of business taken care of. It's good.
You don't tell the other person.
I've done a conference call while I've been on the shooter.
Thank you, Nazeem Hussain.
Descended into poo talk.
This has been something.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. You are right.
Yes, I'm super excited.
All right, well, you just calm down now, Laura. You need to have your wits about you.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
All right, Laura, your letter today is R for my brother, Randy B.
Okay.
Randy.
Come on, Laura.
You have 10 questions to get through. If you get them all right, you've got $10,000 tax-free, mate.
Just go quick
and get as much money as we can get you because you've got $100 for each question you get right. We're going to take your first answer. You can only use it once. Your time will start after the first question. Letter R. Here we go, Laura. Name a fruit.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Redfern.
A music artist.
Redfern.
Something you wear.
Pass.
A car brand.
Renault.
A bird.
Pass.
An Italian dish.
Ragatouille.
An occupation.
Pass.
A celebrity chef.
Pass.
A European city.
Shout out to Redfoo.
Redfoo.
that was your male celebrity of everyone you could have picked.
Was that the music artist? Redfoo.
Remember he had a brief moment of...
Finger on the pulse, Laura.
Of glory. Yeah. He had those glasses and the hair.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was a judge on X Factor.
And I couldn't figure out what he did or who he was.
I love that of all the people she's got with red food. Yes, Laura, yes.
Yes, went on.
Oh, could have been Rihanna.
Could have been Rihanna. Yeah, it could have been so many people.
Rita Ora that you've been saying for the last week.
It's all right. Laura, you've got $400, honey.
Enjoy
$400,
it.
Yes. That's great.
I love that. Red Fee flashback. You've made my day. Well done.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen. Bowls.
Wow, it's all happening at the Roosters headquarters, I tell ya.
What's going on?
Well, halfback Mitchell Pearce has had to request a release from the final 2 years of his contract because in an Orcs situation, Cronks, Coops, Keeper Cronks, obviously left Melbourne Storm.
Yes.
And remember, they just won the premiership.
Yeah.
But Cronky's all like, mate, I want to be with my girlfriend.
She's in Sidders.
I'm going to move to Sidders.
Getting out of this Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. He's left Melbourne to come here to be with his girlfriends. And, he is also a halfback.
Right.
And so Piercy's gone, hang on a minute.
How do I know that name, Mitchell Pearce?
I don't know.
What's he?
He had a dog.
He had a dog?
Roosters coach Trent Robinson. He had a thing with it.
Yeah, everyone got a bit of a flap over that, didn't they?
He did a thing with the dog. That's how you know.
Simulated.
No, yes, he would. Robbo informed him. He went and met, Piercy met with Robbo and said, look, I got to go somewhere else, mate. My position's been taken.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of clubs interested. Don't worry. Like Cronulla wants him. Yeah. Manly wants him. I think, obviously, he could go to the Storm.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to put money on it,
yeah,
I'll go Storm. Like,
really?
a bit of an up you to Cronky. You take my spot, brother.
I'm going to go take yours.
I'm going to be with your brothers at the Storm.
Yeah.
They've all got premiership rings. So they give rings
out. Plenty of dogs down in Melbourne.
Well, I've been with the Roosters since I was 17 and have grown into a man here. I made a lot of close friends at the club and I've always been proud to wear the Roosters jersey. No comments on what... How is
nothing?
So, Piercy, we wish you all the luck in the world.
Yeah, mate.
And it would be tough to come to work and realise your spot's been taken.
Well, it's like being at a dance and a prettier girl turns up in a better dress.
It's like...
You're like, ah.
Yeah, it's probably time for me to get my coat. Yeah, he's like, Cronky's coming. I'll get my coat, Robbo.
I'll go out the back door.
Thank you for not making any more dog jokes. Because I thought you were going to, like... Say something.
No more dog jokes.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, mate.
Because before we went in, I'm like, don't do too much of the dog gear.
But let's face it.
Okay, and that was... Balls, 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 balls. Sport, sport, sport.
Balls, 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 balls. Hey, listen, the term un-Australian gets thrown around a lot.
It really does.
But I would suggest that one of the most un-Australian things since John Howard attempted to bowl a cricket ball happened yesterday.
Oh, really?
Our very own Malcolm Turnbull, when quizzed on AC/DC, and as you know, one of the founding members and the real push behind it, Malcolm Young, who I have to say has been a bit of a hero of mine. Mm. Tribute to you, Malcolm. What a great legacy he's left Australian rock and roll and rock and roll around the world. Sadly passed away at the age of 64. Malcolm Turnbull, the PM, was asked to name his favourite AC/DC song.
Oh, God.
And?
He came up zero.
What? Back in Black? Couldn't.
His answer was he was on Triple M in Brisbane.
Yeah.
We know a guy on what? Triple M in Brisbane.
No, we don't.
Well, this was his response back.
What?
Which is very befitting of an Australian Prime Minister.
Yes.
And then, so he's smart at Turnbull, isn't he? He turned it around real quick and asked them what their favourite was, which they shot back very quick. Long way to the top. That's pretty.
He,
There you go.
Yeah.
Great bit of it. That's Bon Scott singing that one. They don't sing it live anymore. Bon Scott died in 1980. Brian Johnson also moved on from the band. I know a lot about AC/DC.
That's great. I could just have answered it.
And then, so he was like, any more? Turnbull actually said to them, run through some more. So then, humorously, they offered him Barbie Girl. Which is not the case. He could have said anything. Dirty Deeds, Whole Lotta Rosie, Thunderstruck. Very good.
How does he not know an AC/DC song? Come on, Mal.
There's a lot. Highway to Hell.
Is this just an excuse for you to play AC/DC?
Absolutely it was. When this came up as a suggestion.
You didn't even bother to get the grab from Triple M.
I don't really care what Malcolm Turnbull
did. We could have actually had the sound.
Good tribute to Malcolm Young. What a great legacy you left rock and roll. I played as much as I could of you on the Hit Network.
I see what happened here.
Miss you, mate.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. Each week, our producers have a meeting they call the NITS meeting.
NITS.
No idea. It's too stupid.
Okay.
And Brody, one of our producers,
came
up with this segment called Product of the Week.
Product of the Week.
Which is great because there's so many great things.
Yep.
Have you heard of the internet?
Run me by it.
It is full of products that you didn't even know you needed until
is it?
It's in front of you.
And where do you go? Where's the internet?
It's on the computers, the World Wide Web.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And can I tell you right now, this week's Product of the Week is, I don't know how we're going to top it. You have to move to use it.
Yeah, I have to move.
This week's Product of the Week could be argued is a little too visual for radio.
Nah.
It's called High Five. And basically, it is, you remember the things, what are the things you used to shake hands with and buzz someone?
What are they called? I don't know.
You know, it was in the joke, in the gag bag.
Yeah, you wear, it's like a ring, but inside it gives you a little electric shock.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big version of that.
Yeah, this straps onto your hand, right? And you wear it.
Very inconspicuously with a black band.
Yeah, it's really, I love the idea of this. Basically, you high five someone and glitter and confetti pops out the top. We've already done a couple practice ones.
Yeah, we got a bit excited.
I just want to run around with these. Like, I want to put the cartridges Rambo style across my chest.
Yes.
Just so I can always reload.
Yes.
So you just high five someone and glitter and streamers spurts out the top. You're in an instant personal party.
You ready, Sydney? One of the best audio.
This is going to be great.
Things we've ever done.
We say we're going to. So basically, you're going to high five. You're going to press the button on my palm, and streamers are going to shoot
bimbo.
Out. Ready? Go.
Yay!
It's so cool, guys.
So
just
what
so you know,
hear there was
rainbow
tiny
glitter.
Bits of paper falling on a desk.
See, this, I'm giving this product 5 out of 5.
Five?
Yep, straight
out of five high
for
fives.
For the high fives. Straight out of the bat.
There you go.
I can't think of a reason why you would not use this. I want this at my funeral.
M. Rossiano endorsement. They're going to make a million.
Yeah, I want someone, as I'm lying as a corpse in my box, to have this on my hand. I want someone to come up and high five me as I'm laying dead. And the last thing I.
That won't be creepy.
What do you mean?
No, that'll
imagine
be fine.
All the other stuff he could put in here. I could shoot it at people. Just walk on. Glitter, glitter, glitter in your face. Glitter, glitter all the way. Glitter. 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5 for high five. That's five, product of the week.
Yep, maths.
And that's all we have time for. I'm off to interview Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
I'm very excited.
I'm off to build a bed in a trailer.
Yay.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.